I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.
What a great, glorious day it is. The start of my drinking journey of 2024. It's been a wonderful weekend. The weekend's going to be even more
pedicure,
wonderful.
Pedicure, manicure.
I'm disappointed that Bisola's not drinking with us.
You sound good. You sound really good.
Manicure with the pedicure.
But I understand it.
You want to cause a massacre? Was a young boy, but no, I'm a cure.
Mortar soon.
I'm a cure.
Are you all packed, Mortar? Are you all packed?
But I packed like 2 weeks ago.
This guy's been ready.
I want you to know that when I think the night before.
Yeah.
I had to go and get stuff the morning of.
No, look, like
I got my hair done the day before Malta, and I went Beyonce that night.
Yeah, maybe you went Beyonce before.
And then I went to get the rest of my stuff morning of, and then I got my flight in the afternoon.
No, I've done similar stuff. This is the most excited I've ever been for a holiday.
I've had to drop off a pair of trainers on that.
Drop them off.
Like yes, drop StockX.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That was extra $2 for the holiday, bro.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. I didn't think like that. I just wanted to go spend this day.
The sale went through on the day, so I had to drop them off. You get like 2 days to ship them, innit?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, StockX, otherwise they'll take the money from you. So it's peak. Yeah, man.
So what time are you going this year? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm going on Thursday. He's going on Wednesday.
Wednesday, for real.
Oh, you're excited.
Yeah.
I just want to chill, though.
That's what they all say.
I can't lie. That was the best part.
That was the reason why.
I don't know what you do in your holidays, but I know, like, for my favourite parts of the holidays is the downtime.
Oh, nigga, do one, please. You're going Malta. You're talking about downtime.
No, obviously.
What are they talking about? What are they talking about?
All jokes aside, like, obviously, I'm not just going there for that. Like, all the other stuff is great. But the
what other stuff is, do you mean, though?
Yeah.
Women's. Specify. A lot of women's.
The Jardines, yeah?
I love how honest you just became, instead of lying to me.
But I haven't lied to you all day.
Sure thing, buddy. Sure thing.
Legit, like, the best part of trips is knowing, not doing anything. Just chilling.
Yeah, man.
Debriefing. And then the best part.
I said debriefing about the Jardines. Yeah. Is that objectifying women by calling them Jardines?
No, call everyone Jardines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've used it in many contexts.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
So you're good.
Do you want to stop touching my mic, please?
I don't know why you're pointing at
me. He touched Tosh's mic last week, by the way. You actually did it in the clip. Toby kept it in the clip. He could have put some B-roll there or something, but Manny's hand just comes in and touches the mic. The Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14
Wait,
HQ
really?
Original.
You gotta take a breath first and then okay, that's fine.
We go right.
He's not here. We're starting from.
It's already recording, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14 HQ original.
Yes,
lovers of film and TV. We are back with another episode, man. It's good to be back in the studio. I'm with Bisola. How are you? How'd you do?
You started with me. I'm great.
Yeah, fruiting up and that, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm eating 200 grams of yogurt, which kind of seems really excessive. And it's banana and mango flavoured, which sounds disgusting, but tastes fantastic.
A fruity breakfast or fruity go?
She a fan. Fuck yes, nigga, she a 69. Golly, that was a nice setup.
That was so good.
That was really good. Yeah, come on, man, you know the vibes. Jason.
Oh, man, I'm all good.
What's the name that we gave you again? The people's favourite part-timer?
Yeah, the people's favourite part-timer.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that you're sort of owning the name, though, bro.
I have to, but I'm not going to lie, I've been slightly consistent.
It's been a good year for you.
Do you feel like you'd be more consistent than certain people?
I knew that was coming, you know.
Is that the theme of the day, just taking shots?
Yeah, I mean, that's every time.
Nah, it's been decent. But yeah, if I'm going to have to live up to my name, I'm going to have to cut for another 2 months.
Okay.
Fair enough.
No, it's been a good year for you, man. You've been about still. Yeah, I'm impressed. And last but not least,
yes,
Manny, how would you do?
I'm great, man. Yeah. I'm actually in a really good...
I can tell.
Yeah, we can
really
tell.
Mood, man.
I can tell.
We know.
When the jabs are flying, I can tell you're in a good mood.
Yeah. I think it was yesterday I got to celebrate like one of the closest people in my life. That was nice, seeing them be celebrated and seeing people love her as much as I do.
No one was celebrating me yesterday.
Yeah, because it wasn't about you.
Okay.
What does this person mean to you? Why is she so important to you?
Oh, that's my dogs, bro. That's family. I can't even call her a friend. That's literally my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Toby. My guy for life. It was nice, you know, be celebrated.
Shout out Toby, for real, man.
Real one, innit?
Yeah.
give flowers when you can.
Yeah.
Whenever you can.
Yeah, Zero.
How about you guys, man? How are you?
Ah, it's been an interesting week, but I'm good now, man. I'm looking forward to the couple of weeks coming up, you know. I'm on holiday soon.
Where are you going to?
Going to Malta for like a week. So I'm going to have like a day to myself.
Well, you're going for a week?
So yeah, because I'm going to have some. Ideally. Yeah, I'm going to have some days after just to chill, innit? Like, as we said, and then you insinuated otherwise. No, just to like, it's a holiday, the sun should be out, so it should be nice to just chill, do you know what I mean?
To be fair, any time away from this country is.
Bro, exactly, man. Bro. Especially if we're not going to get much sun this summer, which seems like is a possibility.
Yeah.
We've got idiots running our country as well. We don't know who to vote for. It's a bit of a mess. But we're here to talk and to liven up your lives with some TV talk. June is looking like one of the most exciting months for television in quite some time, man. It's action-packed and we're going to break down, sort of going into some of the previous seasons of some of the shows, and some of these shows are quite new as well, so we're also going to talk about those. Jason, I'm on to you, firstly and foremost, because...
I'm on to you...
He's what, he what it is. He just wants to make sure that
he... I just want to make sure.
Nigga's living on edge. He's just safety, in case.
Safety. Precaution is important. You and Hossam are supposed to be our sort of Star Wars pioneers, our knowers and all bearers of everything Star Wars.
You're a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to tell, to be honest.
I don't know. Is that a compliment? Is that a Star Wars?
Are you saying he hates women or something? What does that mean?
Do you know what?
He's scaring the hoes?
Scaring the hoes. Fair enough. Wow.
He is a hoe, to be fair. So there we go.
Oh, my days.
As I was saying, though, bro, you are meant to be, alongside Hossam, our Star Wars pioneers. And I feel like you've both let us down, you know. We've been doing this pod for coming up to 3 years in December. And we've probably put out like one clip.
And
done all like two segments on Star Wars. And you two are meant to be the all bearers.
No. Do you know what it is, right? I think that goes part for every Star Wars fan. You need to have a healthy hate relationship with the action.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh, brother.
God, you love. No.
Scarers.
No. I'm not even... it's the exact opposite, because these niggas are actually scaring the hoes. And
is that like, what I'm trying to say?
Like, being part of a fandom, especially, you know, you love the piece of media and everything that you see out of it, right? And we are going to talk about it a little bit because I want to touch on it. In Acolyte, like, as soon as they see a hint of a woman, these men start crying. If they see a hint of a black woman, that's pandemonium. And I hate to be... what's the word I'm looking for?
Associated
with these hooligans.
Okay.
These ruffians, scumbags.
Okay.
Maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I love Star Wars.
Okay. Talk to me about your love for Star Wars. Why is it something that sort of caught your attention? When did it? What does it mean to you?
Oh man, how much time we got? but Star Wars is a fantastic story. It's just one of those great stories. Like, you compare it with like your Harry Potter's, Lord of the Rings,
okay,
and kind of like Star Wars fits right in there. Story created by George Lucas. You can see so many influences of kind of like various different cultures throughout the time, and the lore that he's managed to build off it, and the idea of Star Wars as well, where it's just like, you know, eventually good overcomes all, is a good classic story that you just can't help but love.
Yeah, it seems as though, according to the critics anyways, it's had a good start. I think critics have seen the first four episodes, and it's got some really good reviews, better than, like, Ahsoka, for example.
Yes.
And I think the last Star Wars sort of project that was critically acclaimed was Andor, which I actually really liked. I'd recommend Andor, even if you're not a Star Wars guy.
Andor's fantastic.
Andor's really fucking good.
I jumped on it late. I watched it after it finished.
Yeah, really good.
And I'm actually glad I kind of did it because I binged all the way through.
Cool. We're going to lean in towards your knowledge of Star Wars for this. I'm going to give a quick overview. The Acolyte is a Star Wars series set in the High Republic era, 200 years before the Skywalker saga. It focuses on the emergence of dark side powers and the High Republic's downfall. I want to know your thoughts on how you feel Star Wars and Acolytes exploring sort of the darker side of the universe and why that might be an interesting sort of story for fans to get into.
Well, we haven't had, so within kind of like, I guess, within like films or TV, the exploration of the Dark Force. Now, the High Republic, this is not the first time the High Republic era has come up. Obviously, they've brought it in like books, comics and specifically the games, Star Wars Old Republic, and where you are within the High Republic era and you can kind of like choose between light and dark forces. Mm-hmm. So it is going to open up kind of like a whole new context for people who have never been able to explore the games, mm-hmm. and whatnot. I reckon it will be just a good thing to see for fans to watch something rather than having to play, because the games especially are like over 20 years old now at this
point.
And you can't expect them to get that context from there. But the High Republic era is one of the most interesting eras because the concept of Sith and Jedi wasn't established at that point. Mm-hmm. So seeing people who are going to veer off to the dark side, or sometimes, which I do hope they explore as well, like some, I guess, Force users who just stuck in the middle, mm-hmm. and kind of like, it'll be an interest. It's a new avenue that they're going for, and it's going to be interesting to see how they actually.
Yeah, for sure. And also the fact that this doesn't rely on the Skywalker saga will be probably something that's good for the franchise, just due to potential fatigue. And, you know,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think the Skywalker saga was a great moment for Star Wars, and actually it's the building block of it, but as people tend to say, there's so much more to the Star Wars universe, right?
Some of the best stuff from recent years have been outside of the mm-hmm. Skywalker era, because like the recent Skywalker saga, and I know it's not really Skywalker, but the latest actual trilogies and whatnot, and they have been pants. Like, they've been shit as
damn
well.
Dog, that's a
they've been pants. Like, I don't like Force Awakens, I think is the first one that was actually quite decent, mm-hmm. and then the rest were just awful, but that's another story for another day. But yeah, the outside of the Skywalker series, it's been going strength to strength.
Yeah, man, the series will start Amanda Stenberg, Lee Jung Jae, Mansi Jacinto, Daphne Keen, who was X-23 in Logan, I believe. Yeah, Daphne Keen.
Yeah.
She did amazingly, by the way.
Yeah.
And Jodie Turner-Smith. It will be interesting to see how Star Wars Acolyte does. I'll be watching it for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're the knowledge bearer, so we'll be back, you know,
back
to dig into your understanding,
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Cool. Next up, man, this is one of the shows that I think we've all loved and watched. This includes you, Bisola. This one, you can get involved in this one.
Yeah, you're good.
You can get involved in this one. The boys.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. She's awake now.
You have to know your
audience.
The
Star Wars was just so, it was so ho scary. I actually was like.
Elaborate on that before we go on. Why is it ho scary for you?
Why is it ho scary?
Star Wars.
Mm.
Yeah, have you ever like been out of a baby? Like, yeah, I'm really like Star Wars is just going, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I don't say out
ho
loud.
Ho scary. That's what I'm saying. Ho scary.
But why though?
Everything about it.
It's just
super ho scary.
Yeah,
so I think you can say you like a lot of things, but Star Wars. That,
but why? Is
unless
it
you're
scary?
Like, I love that John Boyega was in it. I mean, that's like the limit.
But why is it ho scary?
Did you hear the conversation we just had about Star Wars? That was super ho scary.
Damn,
I was literally like shaking. Okay, so the boys. Yeah. I'm really excited for The Boys for many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to hate watch a tiny bit because my man's accent really pisses me off, but it makes me laugh so much.
Who?
Butcher.
Ah. Billy Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they made his middle name like Figgins or something. Like, it's just so what they think British sounds like, and it's just awful. Like, it's really bad.
It's got a bit of Aussie in it as well, isn't it?
I think that's what he's from.
He's from New Zealand.
Oh, makes sense.
He's from New Zealand. So they should have just made him like... from that part of the world. His character
wouldn't have made a difference to the character.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, his character being British doesn't actually add anything to it other than like the flashbacks, and you could have just made that an Aussie person as well. So.
Right.
But yeah, I'm hate watching it for the accent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really want to see... I'm just saying this right now. I hate Billy Butcher. I think he's an awful human being.
Yeah.
I think he's the reason for a lot of madness. He could have avoided so much if he would just use his brain and just didn't act on emotion constantly. It's really frustrating to watch.
Do you think he's a complete bad human being, or is there 100%. Redeemable traits?
There is no redeemable traits on him. Like, everything he's doing is for the greater good, when he could just done it another route. Like, my man, Mini Homelander,
he's not doing it for the greater good.
I think he thinks he's doing it for the greater good.
I think he's literally doing it. He knows that he's only doing it because he hates Homelander. He just wants to kill him.
No, but like, I get that, yeah. But I mean, like, even promising to look after my man, yeah. You did it for your ex-wife, essentially. Mm. And you started to, like, we can see that he started to like fall in love with him and like actually like look, care for him like he's his own child. But my issue here is that when you know you have to leave him just because for your own safety and his safety, why would you then shun him? Like, you're not using your brain here.
Yeah.
Like, for someone that's meant to know so much about like these mutants, whatever you want to call them, yeah, like I don't got
soups.
Look after the youth. What the hell? Like, he's a deadbeat without even being a dad, and I think that's insanity to me. And I really like, I hate
that's
everything.
That's some hard work.
No, for all like
a shift for that one.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and he honestly thinks he. I want. Part of me wishes that he was a soup because I think he wants to be a soup, but also doesn't want to be a soup. But like. His character is so flawed. There's no redeemable traits about him. I hate him so much.
Nothing.
There's no redeemable traits, but I think that's the reason I like the boy so much because I have this much of like an opinion about him.
Yeah.
Kind of how I feel
about bad people.
About Fitzgerald Grant from Scandal. I hate him so much, but that's the reason because it's written so well. Mm. I have so much hate. Like, I even hate him a tiny bit more than Homelander, and Homelander's like a raging racist.
I hear that. Like, I hate Homelander. But
yeah, Homelander. But I hate Homelander. But there's always a but.
But yeah, just but.
Oh no, just okay.
Just a but.
There's something so sadistic, about just his little smile. Because the thing is, I know he's a maniac. Like, was so aware of it, but he's just like, he's a tiny bit funny.
Mm.
It was an episode, when, it's not funny. It's actually not funny. When my girl always rips her hair out,
I know what you're talking about.
Try to get the the blind soup.
Okay,
yeah, he's got like super hearing, and he just slaps the side of his head and was like, why would you? I can't laugh to you because it's actually ableist, but it's fucking hilarious. He slaps the side of his head. He's like, why would you get a blind soup? But that was just such a funny moment for Homelander.
Mm.
And she rips out her head some more, and also him having like a real like mummy fetish is so funny.
Yeah.
Like the breast milk scene.
Breast milk thing,
It's him smelling the milk, like, that's gone triple platinum on.
Does he not like put his fingers in the milk as well?
Yeah, like, it's really like, he's a sicko.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Manny, any thoughts on the bear? On the boy, sorry.
Boys. I was a bit
too excited there.
Yeah. Sorry, fine. I'm really excited for it, especially on the back of Gen V, rest in peace, and Chance Perdomo. Apologies if I pronounced his surname wrong. But yeah, I'm really excited on the back of that and seeing how that universe develops. I'm looking forward to seeing the characters that we saw. So before, I know A-Train's going to piss me off somehow. He's going to do some dumb shit.
I hate that, man.
I really dislike A-Train, man. I really do. Well, as a person, I think he's a great character.
Mm.
The Boys is just a really good series. Like, I enjoyed that.
And why do you think people have sort of fallen for the series itself?
I think it definitely plays a part in terms of, like, us consuming so much superhero films and TV shows in recent years. Not necessarily that this is a juxtaposition to it, but there is a clear difference in this approach in telling the stories of superheroes living in today's
world. It's a satirical approach to it, right?
Yeah.
Which is quite refreshing.
Yeah, it's more like sometimes it feels like a critique superheroes.
Also, it feels more realistic. If you had like a world full of superheroes, like, of course you're going to get like a real like racist or like an ex-Nazi, like, it's more realistic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As opposed to, we just save the city and then the city's all on fire, like in Marvel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Somewhat.
No?
Somewhat.
I like some of its parallels to like real life events as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's what makes it so exciting to watch, because you can see those kind of like parallels and them taking it kind of like from a satirical point of view. You just see people who are like, oh, you can see the humour and kind of like the irony in this, but then you kind of like see it in real life. Like,
they do a great job in touching social commentary, especially for on the modern day.
Soup Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Oh God.
There are sort of crossovers for me with the X-Men. Without the satirical, because X-Men isn't satirical. It's not humorous in if you compare it to The Boys.
Yeah.
But I do see similarities in the sort of social commentary that they try to provide.
Yeah, I was thinking, especially since like 97 and whatnot, like the way they I don't want to say directly, but like where they reference like
real life events.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Real Lives Matter. And then even in X-Men, you've had the alleged January 6th kind of like.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff like that. So, and that is just going to make it feel instantly relatable.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay.
What are some of your favourite moments from The Boys that sort of stand out? I mean, one of the opening moments was the scene that got me into it, right? With
A-Train running over, what's the name?
I think every season they go, how can we outdo ourselves?
In 100%.
And it's crazy because every time they say it, I'm like, you guys can't outdo season one. And then you get my man inside my man's bum and then ripping him like into two.
Bro.
What a way to start a season.
Yeah.
As in, you're inside someone's anus. And then
she said, "And us."
And us.
That might get us on. That might allow this clip to stay on TikTok. Exactly.
And apparently, this season is even worse. Like every, and I respect it because they purposely do it.
Yeah. The period blood one, I was like, "Oh my gosh, what's gonna happen?" And then
that
it was like,
insane. She,
off to her parents. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I want to speak to the writers. I mean, like, I just want
to gauge their brains.
Like, because after they're done with this, they have to go to therapy. Like, you guys have done an amazing job, but we all have to.
Yeah,
like,
the cast said that this season
we have to get better. We have to.
The cast said this season's gonna be like there were moments they were like, "What the fuck are you making?"
Yeah,
sort of thing. So, the scene that stands out to me as well is the penis wrapping scene.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like, how do you think of that?
Yeah.
Like, just how does it get so long as well?
And the thing is, like, you don't see the guy. Like, it's just
a cock.
Yeah, it's just a cock.
I swear it weren't circumcised either.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I don't think it was.
Well, gosh, you guys remember that there's a scene in Herogasm, yeah?
Yeah.
Like when he walks, like he obviously the guy can get big and small, so he's like inside a vagina, yeah, and she orgasms and he walks out and like rubs A-Train. Please, it was A-Train or Billy, or my man or Stewie. But that shit is hilarious. That shit is so funny because it's just like.
Yeah.
It's crazy. As a concept, shouldn't it even exist?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But it makes sense. So much sense.
It makes sense.
And that's the thing. That's why I like The Boys so much, because it just provides that difference. Because it's just like, of course, there's sick people across the spectrum. Then you get people that have got powers as well. Of course.
You realise what real life celebs get into, the fuck shit they get into these days. Like
These days.
Beginning of time.
Yeah, since the beginning of time.
I feel like even trying to behave themselves a bit more now. Like,
that's it, these days, you know.
Nah, they're just trying to keep it more low key.
Any other thoughts on The Boys before we swiftly move on?
Do you want it to start immediately after? Do you want it in terms of that sequence? Would Gen you like V. if it started straight after Gen V?
I mean, I think.
Apparently, that's what it's meant to be, like, yeah, 4 days. But
I'm not mad at it. Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense continuity wise, timeline wise. It would sort of be a swift. And if you was to end up rewatching the series, which a lot of people will do, you can just go boom, 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 Gen V, boom, and you kind of know your timeline.
So moving forward, do you want it to be like The Boys, Gen V, The Boys, Gen V, or like The Boys, Gen V?
I'd be fine if it wasn't, but I think it would make sense for it to be that way. Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like happening right after Gen V, I'm assuming it's in a way that you don't have to watch Gen V to catch on what happens in the next season of The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to explain that quite a bit within The Boys without having you go back to watch Gen V. So I'm completely fine with that.
Mm.
Cool, man. We'll move on to House of the Dragon. It's a series that I'm very, very, very much looking forward to. I managed to do a rewatch this week. I don't know how I did it, but I got through all 10 episodes.
That boy was not at work this week.
I was actually working quite hard, man. Just actually kind of mad.
You had to catch up after you spent all your time watching.
I was working, but I was actually working. But House of the Dragon returns on this.
Everybody just lies.
Listen, I'm not a cop. I'm not a cop.
House of the Dragon returns on the 16th of June.
Jeez.
It is a prequel to Game of Thrones set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones. It focuses on the Targaryen dynasty and the Dance of the Dragons Civil War.
Yes, sir.
Season one, how did you guys feel? Because there's been a lot of conversation. You've probably seen some of it with, like, Ola, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And some fans of the show who sort of critiqued the way season one was sort of shot and the way it sort of was written. In terms of the timeline jumps and so on and so forth, how did you guys feel about those timeline jumps? Do you think they worked? Because personally, rewatching it back this week, I do feel as though it was ever so slightly difficult to connect to certain characters.
Yeah.
But I don't think we are necessarily meant to connect to those characters, which is my argument. So, like, spoilers, obviously, when Lyseris dies in episode 10, we're not meant to really care about him.
Yeah.
It's the impact and the ramifications of the death of, well, the cause of Aemon and Vhagar and what they did to Lyseris and Arrax, rather than us caring about the dragon and Lyseris. I think it's meant to be, oh shit, what's Rhaenyra going to do next, sort of thing. Mm. But how did you guys sort of view it when you watched it?
I think it's the opposite. I think because of the jumps, I got to get a bit of them, each part of like their life, each part of their journey.
Right.
So then I actually connected with them a bit more. Like, my girl, I keep forgetting her name.
Rhaenyra?
Yeah. Like, seeing her as a child and then as a teenager and then her as a grown woman, like, I feel like I understand her. I'm probably why I fuck with her so heavy.
Why do you fuck with her?
Honestly,
she's been shit, though.
She is, but she's aware of it. And I like that she doesn't think she's something else.
Mm.
She's aware that, listen, I had to get into this arranged marriage with this gay guy, but, like, I'm going to pretend, like, basically pretend to off him, let him go and do his thing. Like,
you can't she's, hate a bag chaser.
Like, she gets it. I think she kind of understands it. Like, she's about her shit. Like, she's like, yeah, I want the throne. Like, I want to be the leader of this thing. Yeah. But also, I need to understand that I need to have some sort of like succession after me. The and they're not going to be like there if I'm not going to be married. Like, she's so aware and like getting into arrangements at that age and being like, listen, I know you're gay. I know you don't want to be with me, but we're going to make this work until it doesn't.
Mm.
And then in the end being like, we'll pretend to kill you and then you go off and live your life. Like, do you know what I mean? It's all like, I actually can't hate her. Mm-hmm. And also, that was meant to be her bestie. You're going to marry my dad because your dad basically groomed you into marrying my dad. And now you think you're my mum. Like, how dare you dare me? What age mate?
Can we talk about Otto Hightower for a second? What a piece of shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. Shit dad.
But
the bag chasing is like, there's bag chasing.
And there's whoring out your daughter.
And then there's whoring out your only child.
He proper pimped her out. Yeah, episode two, he was already saying, listen, give him some comfort. Go on, babe.
That's crazy. And that's meant to be like her actual best friend. Like, they're meant to be like locked in.
And that's why I like Damon, because he just knew what Otto was on from very early. Matt Smith brilliantly portrays
him. He's such a good actor, man. He really is.
And the way he says cunt is quite soothing. It's quite soothing. You cunt. Yeah, it's very like soothing in the soul. I like it. But I think he brilliantly portrayed...
The Brit in him is jumping.
Yeah. I think he brilliantly portrayed the multifaceted aspects of Damon as a character, right? Like, don't get me wrong, he did want the throne for himself. He was conniving and sort of very rebellious. But there was also a side to him where we got to see his love for his brother, his love for his family, his love for dragons. Like, when he's connecting with the dragons, like, I think there are a couple of moments in different episodes where he's either connecting with a dragon or he's picking up the eggs for the dragons. And it's like, I really like the fact that we're digging into the Targaryen heritage and understanding the lore of the Targaryens, and this whole love for dragons and dragons being their identity is what makes Daemon and the Targaryens fascinating characters. I think he was brilliantly portrayed. Manny, talk to me about your thoughts on House of the Dragon.
I enjoyed the series. I remember when we done our top five of the year, and I expressed that I didn't love the series as much as other people did. I think that there were some parts within, especially the writing and the dialogue between characters, that I didn't necessarily love.
Anything that comes to mind that you can remember?
Nothing specific. I need to... when House of Dragon comes back around, I'll do a rewatch and then hopefully have my thoughts more sharpened. Mm-hmm. Not sharpened, sorry.
Do you remember why you didn't love it so much? Was it because it had high expectations?
No, it wasn't expectations at all. It was more to do with some of the writing. And it was nothing really about the directing for the most part that I loved specifically. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good series. But again, House of the Dragon is a very different show to Game of Thrones. I'm very aware of that. Game of Thrones is more, you have a lot more world building within Game of Thrones because you're looking at different houses.
House of the Dragon is very contained.
It's very, very contained. Yeah. It's essentially a political drama to an extent.
Political family drama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I saw. So with that, I would have liked just a bit more characterization. And again, I think because of the time skip, it does take that away a little bit. There could have been a bit more time spent in terms of watching the characters grow rather than completely change overnight because of the few years.
You just have to sort of go with the understanding of, oh, Rhaenyra's got married, she's had kids, she's changed. Alicent's got married to Oscar, she's changed. Yeah. Rather than us seeing the change.
Yeah, but
don't you think that's the one part of Game of Thrones that I thought, like, not dragged yet, but sometimes it was like, there's only so much time you can spend showing this part. Like, it can be skipped a bit. Also, we got that in Game of Thrones because we're talking about like different houses, like seven, eight houses at a point. You feel that skip anyway because you don't focus on them that much.
Yeah, but with Game of Thrones, it jumps from house to house and like they explain the time movement when they, like, for example, something we happen in King's Landing and then you can move on to talking about, I don't know, they're up in the north. But because of the conversation they're having up there, it explains what's already happening in King's Landing. Okay. So even though there is a bit of a time skip, it's kind of being explained through the characterizations of people elsewhere, because whatever happens in one part of Westeros affects another part. So they have to keep it like interchangeable to an extent. So even though there is time skipping and times are moving forward, it's explained through dialogue through somewhere else, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. With this, because again, it's not necessarily a fault to an extent. The time skip, I understand it. That's why I'm still excited for season two.
Yeah, for sure.
But I
had redeemable, loads of redeemable.
Yeah,
traits,
like I'm really. I think.
What did you like about the series?
I think I really liked Matt Smith.
He's brilliant. He's
amazing. He actually is amazing. I enjoy pretty much everything that he does. I think I wanted to watch a film called Last Night in Soho, where he played the antagonist in it, and he did such a great job. Mm-hmm. His favorite part of that film. I think the acting for the most part was good. I can't remember my guy's name. The guy that plays. The King.
Got that here for you. It is Paddy Considine.
That episode.
King Viserys. I think it's episode 7 when he's walking up to the front.
That probably is my favourite episode of the season.
Is that the same episode where the Valyrian's head gets chopped off? Bring me his tongue and then
yes, yeah, I think that happens at the beginning, isn't it?
That halfway
that's
through.
A really good
yeah, yeah. Give, bring me his tongue, and then he said no need to.
Cut him off. But yeah, like the acting was really good. Like, even if I want to do, like, go down to techniques, like, technical stuff, like the costume design,
the way
they shot the dragons.
The dragons were some of the best, like, we really got to see more dragons in this.
I thought the way that we saw dragons in the show was great.
Vhagar's huge paws, if necessary.
And the scene when, like, the son, can't remember his name, but he...
Aemond?
Nah, the other one, the younger one, the one that gets deaded off by the big dragon.
Lyserys?
Is that his name?
The series dies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when he lands on... bro, names are escaping. Yes. But you know where he's going. When he lands in the castle...
Mm-hmm. Storm's End?
Yeah, Storm's End. To negotiate...
With Baratheon, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to marry one of the kids. And then he gets off the dragon, and then we see the big one.
See Vhagar.
The back like, bro. Yeah.
That was a really good
one. You got to see how huge... He was.
The thing is, huge isn't like that gay of a word. You can actually just say it.
No, sounds like, a little bit extra. Yeah.
I'm being a bit dramatic here, man. Yeah.
But I am looking forward to it. There's quite a lot of things that I liked about it. I do have quite high standards for something like House of the Dragon because of the source material, which is meant to be brilliant. Mm-hmm. I know what happens because I've watched a detailed video of it like years back, innit? So I'm really excited for what happens.
To see it live on
season two. All my critiques of season one, it's not critique to the point of, oh, I just didn't like the series, that there's places that could have been better. But
it's
I'm
nitpicking.
I'm really, really excited for what's to come.
Yeah. How did you guys feel about the, so Emma Darcy obviously plays the older version of Princess Rhaenyra, and Olivia Cooke plays the older version of Alicent. How did you feel about that sort of jump and like in the portrayals of the characters? That's open question to anyone, really.
You know when you said you didn't connect with them? I told you I connected with them because of that. I think we...
No, those guys I had less of an issue with. It was like...
Their younger version.
Their children. I didn't care about Lyserys or Jacerys.
I think I don't know why, but I guess I just did. I think...
The death didn't hit me like it should have. But I don't think I was meant to care.
I don't know, but I think... Because
again, care I said the ramifications is the big thing.
The death itself came so abrupt, like you didn't even
obviously, seeing
time.
It first time, it was like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Mm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Because it happened so abrupt, like I don't think you had time to process your emotions, and then it just kind of like jumped straight into something else. And the zoom in on his face,
Aemond's
face.
When he realises. Because you got to see he's not really on it like he pretends to be. Which is exactly.
So you could see like he was like, oh shit.
And he's still a kid, which is the interesting part. Like he's actually still a child.
I know you mentioned earlier, I don't think it's the fact that it happened abruptly. It's because throughout the whole show, we know what's been brewing.
Yeah.
We know. So when it happens, it's that like... Like, fuck the kids.
What's next?
Like, what's next?
Because I think you kind of feel like you're waiting for him to die.
You're waiting for something to happen.
That happens. And then, because I was going to say deaths don't affect me in Game of Thrones, but they actually do. Because when the little boy died at the end, I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, it's a confirmed.
I said she's going to...
Oh, the series is gone.
If he was alive?
Did you not see the Rhaenyra's look on her face at the last scene where Daemon goes to talk to her and he's like, yeah, nigga, dead.
No. I remember that, but I thought they just might be teasing
Arrax and the series are gone.
Okay, cool.
She's gonna
rise the thing. And that's why I'm so excited for that. But I do like the older versions of the girls. I did like
the younger version of Rhaenyra.
I did like the younger version, but I prefer the older one.
Younger version.
Yeah, I really liked her.
Good.
Which one? The older or the younger? I like both of them.
Yeah, but I did like the younger one. I think she did
Alicent
a really good job.
Younger Alison was.
She was just so anxious. I just didn't like her character.
Yeah.
But I like. Yeah, I think
nice
the acting was good.
To see the switch in the character of Alicent, though, from the younger version, where she becomes a bit more like
confident.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
When Otto was just like, yo, I've seen the determination for you to win the game first time round.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. And you know what's annoying about Otto is that, like he's conniving without any like charm or wit.
He's just cold and straightforward. Yeah.
Like with Littlefinger, for example.
There's no finesse.
Exactly. There's no finesse. If you compare him to Littlefinger, Littlefinger's got a bit of charisma, a bit of charm about him. Like you can tell, he's a witty guy, and then Otto just wants the throne, and that's it.
But it works for him, though.
Yeah. Especially in his connection as being the Hand of the King.
Yeah.
It definitely makes sense. I'm really looking forward to season two, man. June the 16th. Mm-hmm. June the 16th. Any other thoughts? Jason, as someone that doesn't watch Game of Thrones or hasn't watched Game of Thrones, which is just so odd. That, I don't know why you're doing that to yourself, bro.
Do you know what?
Seeing as Game of Thrones is the better version of...
How I feel about Game of Thrones is the exact same way Basola feels about Star Wars.
No, what the... That is not the same thing.
That is not the same thing.
All right,
the fanboys are getting at me. Ah, I'm getting beat down by the fanboys. Ah.
How can you watch House of the Dragon? It doesn't make sense.
Do you know what?
I'm gonna
buy. But that's the duality.
I'm gonna
buy. You love it.
We should all collectively get him the what's it called?
Mess of 10 minutes. Give me 40 minutes, bro. I'm gonna please buy a toy tomorrow.
Not a toy, but I want real ones. Buy real tomatoes and just throw them.
buy toy tomatoes. So when people
have like, bad takes.
Have bad takes, we can just throw at them.
Yeah. Okay. No toy ones.
He compared Game of Thrones to Star Wars in terms of nerdiness and scaring the hoes.
That's not the case.
You said the same reason.
No hoes are scared when watching Game of Thrones. Hoes are shivering when they're watching Star Wars.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're good, man.
It's okay. You use...
It's all right.
Why are you never focused on the right thing?
That's your boy in your fandom, by the way. That's your guy.
Host
That's
is your dog. The general public, essentially. In this context. Okay, let's
what?
Move on.
What? Okay, yeah. Next.
Just one
next
last
guys,
question.
That's your general, by the way. General of Game of Thrones.
Bro,
that's your guy.
With him.
What's going on?
One last question for you on House of the Dragon. Obviously, the main focus of the series is the dynamic between Rhaenyra and Alicent. How did you view their sort of motivations that were sort of portrayed in the story? And whose team are you all on? I'm assuming everyone's Team Black, but...
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
But you don't have anything for the Greens, nothing for Alicent?
No, because she lied.
Yeah,
she misinterpreted. I don't think she lied.
On purpose.
Yeah,
she like willingly kind of like, come on.
Okay. I feel like she should have like, ride out for your bestie a bit, man. Like you.
No, but her bestie lied to her.
I hear it. Cool, it is what it is, isn't it? But
her bestie's meant to be a pure, young...
What friendships aren't ups and downs and stuff like that? Come on, everybody has... Come on.
Yeah.
Grow up.
But it's like, does she...
By the way, Kristen Cole, what a pleb. What a bellend. Kristen Cole, you know the one Rhaenyra?
Yeah.
Oh,
a bitch ass nigga.
Which goes back to Solis' point about...
Big
like,
one, bro.
Freaky ass nigga.
No, he's not a freaky ass nigga. That's the problem.
Fucking hell. But like, literally just
he's not
him.
A fan.
Nah. By the way, Daemon has some of the same issues, you know. You know the series alluded to Daemon not being able to... You know what I'm saying?
Really?
In the first couple episodes, yeah. He was struggling to, you know...
Wasn't he lips in his niece?
Yeah, that was later on, because he actually liked her.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't able to have kids, innit?
Yeah.
You know what? Do we have to support any of them?
I'm Team Black.
Why do you actually really deep it? He's actually want to wife off like his niece when she was...
Yeah, but that's normal for Targaryens. Targaryens are allowed to do that.
And that's the problem, we're making it like, that's completely fine. Like,
I think it was Aegon Targaryen who just came into King's Landing and said, I'm going to wife who I want. I've got a dragon, tell me shit. And then,
how do you have freaky ass nigga in your DNA? That's insane.
Do you know what I mean?
They're all inbred.
No, they are.
Yeah.
But you know, my favourite part, of House of the Dragon, is so obviously, like, there are black people in it.
Oh, the Valyrians, yeah.
Yeah. And I love how there are no mixed race people. It's just black, white, and then they come together and either have a black child or a white child.
Yeah.
And there's no crossover.
No, but Leno had a bit of like...
Yeah, that nigga was a bit of like...
You know,
that nigga was my colour. Like,
no, Leno's lighter than you.
Nah.
the younger Leno was quite like fair skin.
You know what? I walked into that one. Move on.
Sorry, guys, go on.
No, it's definitely a series that I'm looking forward to. Season two should be a good one, man. Mm-hmm. We'll move on to one of my favourite shows of the last few years. I don't know how I became infatuated with it, but I am. It's The Bear. Season 3 is on the way. It's taken... I would say somewhat taken the world by storm. Everyone here is a fan as well, right? Not a fan, but a fan of the show, of course, right? Apart from Hussam, I believe. I think Hussam's the only one that has said that he's watched it. I don't believe him. Remember that time last year where he said...
I remember when he said he watched everything everywhere all at once. I didn't believe him.
Who said that?
Yeah, Defo cap.
Who said everything? Who said that?
Remember was describing it like nigga.
Sometimes he says things as if he had a gun held to his head. Yeah. Like, yo, you don't say this shit, we're gonna shoot you.
He Defo cap.
Oh, that is so funny.
And he won't listen to this episode, so that's the great thing. He won't listen back to this.
No, this is so funny. If I said I watched it, you guys are like, no, you didn't. Now you never, buddy.
Because the thing is with him, you know when he's watched something. Like,
yeah, because he won't shut up about it. Yeah.
You know that, like, he'll give you the finer details.
Nah, this is so... This is great. Hey, I love this.
The premise of The Bear follows Carmen Carmi Berzato, a young awarding chef who returns home to his hometown of Chicago to run his family's Italian beef sandwich shop after the sudden death of his brother, Mikey Berzato. The series combines elements of comedy and drama. Guys, talk to me about your excitement for season 3 of The Bear. What did you think about season... Let's go season 2 first. How did you find season 2?
Bro, one of the best seasons of TV.
And why do you think so?
I can speak about... individual characters. Let me talk about my guy, cousin.
Richie.
He wears suits now.
I knew you'd go straight to episode 7.
He wears suits now. I was a hater of him. Then I watched it and everyone's like to me, Basola, trust me, you're going to love him. I was like, no, he's a bum. He's a loser. He's a deadbeat. Yeah. And he started wearing suits.
It's a redemption story. It's the best redemption story there is.
No, his expectations are so low. No.
What you need to do is put a suit on.
Because the minute he started wearing suits, his life did change.
Yeah. Like it gave him some structure.
Yeah, and like him being excited to get the pizza, and I was just like,
yeah,
cousin.
My guy. But yeah, you purpose. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So using him as an example, just like highlighting
characterizing.
Yeah, just highlighting how well the writing is for characterization, mm-hmm. and even with dialogue or just like understanding a person in the world that they live in. Like at the beginning of the season, we had cousin talking about he doesn't have a purpose because
episode one. He's talking to Carmi, right?
Yeah, talking to Carmi, who's downstairs in the basement, looking all sad and upset. Like
he always looks sad and upset to me.
He always looks sad and upset. That's just his natural face. And for us to get episode seven,
Forks, yeah.
And it wasn't just about him, like just randomly, like out of nowhere, finding a purpose. He had to go through it. Like he had to understand the importance of cleaning forks in terms of like, it's not just about cleaning forks, it's about maintaining a standard through your profession and through the place that you're meant to be taking care of.
And why you're doing it, right?
Yeah. And why you're doing it. And that only not only translated to him professionally, but him as a person as well. Mm-hmm. And that happens in real life when you have discipline in one area of life, it can affect everything else.
Yeah, for sure.
And for him, at the end of the episode, for him to finally feel like he has a purpose, not only in the profession that he works in, mm-hmm. but also in the world that he lives in. Mm-hmm. And it felt so natural to get to that point, just highlights how well the show is written and how much care they put into the characters that they have and how much love is taken care of molding these characters. So I know I'm talking about one specific episode, but that's how they treat the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of love and care taken within the show, within these characters, as if they were real people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love The Bear. It feels like these are real people that have feelings, emotions and ambitions, and we're in a journey with them. But yeah, that's why I love the show so much.
Yeah, I think what we saw with the start of the season was season 2, episode 1. He's talking to Carmi, I have no purpose. And we see a return to that in episode 6, which is the throwback episode, which is Fishies, right? And he's talking to his uncle. He's saying, uncle, I've got no purpose. I don't know if I want to be at the beef. I'm trying to look after my wife and my newly born child that's on the way.
She was pregnant at the time,
She was pregnant, right, exactly. And he's talking about wanting a purpose, trying to find his desires and where he's supposed to be in life. And we also see a happier side to him that we don't actually get to see before that episode. If you guys remember, he's actually really happy to be around the Berzatos. He's with his wife. We get the sort of moment with his wife in the bedroom, and it's peace and quiet. That's his sort of like, that's his tranquility. And it was nice to see that episode sort of leaning towards episode 7, which was Forks. And then we see the sort of the turnaround in his character. So yeah, man, I think he was probably... I didn't see it coming, but he was definitely the best written character of that season. So,
is like difficult to say because every character is
got their own little
their own little kind of like journey stories. Mm-hmm. Is it Tina?
Tina, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay, so sorry. No, so even that, for her starting off from saying, oh, Carmi kept saying, oh, we call each other chef in the air. I'm going chef, Jeff, to Jeffrey. It just highlights, like, you guys are put so much thought into each character.
It makes me so happy to talk about, you know.
Bro, I'm really happy right now.
It's really, you know, it's
Nah, it's a good show.
But sorry, I haven't actually heard your perspective on just The Bear, so, yeah.
No, I think The Bear is brilliant as a show. I didn't think I would be into it.
Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people feel that way, because when you
like
see the premise,
doesn't seem like it.
I felt the same about Succession.
It's like when I watched it
seriously,
first time,
and then you got into it.
No, like if it wasn't for guys and Tuds telling me about it, the same thing with The Bear was them two that got me into it. If someone told me the premise of it, like, I don't think I would have cared to watch.
Because I remember I saw all that marketing around it, and I was like, they put too much money behind this nonsense. Yeah, I was like, who's going to watch this shit?
Was that more for season two? Because season one,
which was under the radar.
See, I thought season one was quite under. Depends when you came across it though.
It was on Disney Plus, but it was just like it was every ad as well.
I feel like season two was that more.
I think season two got more the sort of
season one, because I watched it.
I think when it went on Disney Plus, it already. Like when it was coming on Disney Plus, already had like some sort of back end people.
Maybe that's why. Because like, you know, sometimes when you go on Disney Plus, it just shows like a big banner of a show. That's how I came onto it.
No, but and then like every time they'll do like an ad for Disney Plus, it would be one of the shows in The Bear.
Yeah.
Around The Bear. Sorry. So I was just like, I don't really care for this. And I started watching. I was like, this is really good.
And what was it?
It's funny. It's like because people kept saying it's not a comedy. I'm like, I'm actually laughing.
I mean, it is a comedy.
It's like, just because there's no laughing track, and there's no like.
It's not like, ha-ha, you're meant to laugh here.
It's just like, I don't think it's a dark comedy. They need to stop saying a dark comedy because it's not dark. It's just like situational comedy because like, you're laughing because it's life. Like, shit happens kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, there's certain moments you're like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh, but it was a serious situation. But
like the wall breaking when Sydney's on the wall and it just ends up breaking. It's like, what the
f***?
This doesn't. And he was like, oh, how did you break that? And she was like, sorry, I fell into the wall. Like, that kind of stuff is just like.
But can we just talk about the star that she is? Ayo Debri.
Oh, Ayo,
if there's anybody that the we need to have on the pod,
she's actually the people's princess.
Yeah.
She's a superstar.
She's part
man.
Of the reason I started watching it.
She's a superstar.
I'm telling you, you put her in something, I'm gonna watch it. There's a reason I'm so excited to watch Inside Out 2.
She's a superstar for me, man, and I really enjoy. Agreed. You can also see the trajectory. Like, she's now sort of exec producer. I think she's producing some of the episodes or directing.
She's directing
one of the episodes for season three.
Okay, I got a question, guys.
Go on.
Do you want them?
I know you're gonna say. I knew it. Go on.
No.
I don't want them.
No, bro.
Okay, can I ask my question? Guys?
No.
Okay.
Just know.
Would you like to see, the friends to lovers trope?
No.
I like them to keep the tension.
I like the way they're keeping. I like the.
I like where
the borderline of
that.
I don't like people denying that there's something there. The defo is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to go there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That happens it needs to all
stay
the time.
There. It needs to stay.
I've got
there.
Friends that I'd be like.
Of course you do. We're not surprised.
I don't need to go. Hey,
that was just a self-report of the highest order. Self-report of the highest order.
I take it offense.
I know, because
his brains are racking.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something here. Pretty ass nigga. Pretty ass nigga.
Got him.
Tricky ass nigga.
So I saw like a whole breakdown, of the table scene.
Screwing under the table.
Mm. Yeah, but how it's like,
is that
it was.
Pun?
No,
it was
no, no, no.
I know, screwing under the table.
No, there was like. I'm sure someone's going to break it down. But
yeah, it was the thread, it was
Thank
just about.
You, don't worry.
Like, we're booing him still. We're still booing him. We'll boo you as well.
You already died.
It was a thread.
You already have.
It was a thread about how that scene was choreographed like a sex scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in like a horny, disgusting like, way, but like.
Not in a wholesome way?
No, not in that kind of way.
If he's ever in a writing room for a sex scene,
oh my goodness,
it'll be the worst thing ever.
We're watching this porn.
Not good porn either.
You're writing just one of the notes, it's just.
And then.
Stick it there.
What if?
Is this the Anzi Huss pod?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh,
and you're
going to
get away with it. That's the great thing.
Yeah, we're going to get away with it, man.
Don't worry. Don't worry. This won't be edited out. Don't worry.
Keep that Freaky ass nigga. Make that a social cut.
Is that the title of the pod today?
Yes, it Freaky is. Ass nigga.
Freaky ass nigga slash June shows.
Oh, sorry, go on.
They were screwing under the table as a...
Yeah, how it was filmed as a sex scene.
Okay.
Yeah. Deep breath.
Yeah. Okay.
You know how much more funny this beef you'll be drinking.
What?
Well, we've just... said it for 3 minutes.
No word has been said. Okay.
Kids are bad.
Yeah. So it's like it was choreographed like a sex scene. And like, there's a point where she's kind of sat like further back and like. It's gonna sound creepy when I say it now, but like assisting him, and then like, then she's like, "Oh, sorry, move out the way." And they chase like trace spaces, places, sorry. And that they're talking and the communication's there the whole time, and there's a level of tension where everyone's like, at first I was like, I do not want them to fall in love. I hate that. I think it'll be really lazy. Yeah, but they're not like written in a lazy way. They're actually written in a really good way. I think their character development has been really good over season one and two, and you kind of like, you see them evolve into people. Like even like the omelette scene with Ayo's character.
And Sugar, when she's making, is it that scene? Where she's making omelette for Sugar?
Yeah, and she was just like, she had so much pride in her just making the omelette.
Because Sugar's like, this is the best omelette ever.
And she was so excited. And when she went to go tell Kami and he was like, oh, what are you putting in? She's like, yeah, I put some like potato chips on it.
Details,
and like,
man.
And I was just like, her from her first, like the first episode of first season, where she's like still like a ex caterer who
unsure of herself.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then her being like, I made this omelette, I'm gonna go and tell Kami, like this is a real, like this is a big deal.
Yeah.
So watching them grow as characters, I don't think it's lazy if they actually do end up together. Usually for characters, I think it's just a lazy way.
Take time with it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Doesn't need to happen straight away. I do think Kami needs to go back to my girl.
Being
locked in the freezer and being like, I don't want to be with Claire. What a rookie mistake. But that was also written really well. It didn't feel like when you walk away. Do you know like those really like Disney-esque scenes, yeah, when they're written really shitly, yeah, and like, oh no, I walked into some news and like, oh no, I heard this through a grapevine. I feel like the way that scene was set up, it just felt very like, this was just so good. The bear basically is written so well, I'm not angry if they become lovers.
And the way that scene was shot, when Richie walks in and he's just talking to Richie, and you see, and where the camera sort of catches
both sides Carmi's, of the door,
beautiful.
And that's what I said, that scene would not have worked if we didn't get Fawkes. We wouldn't have that diversion of Richie if we didn't have Fawkes.
Yeah.
Fawkes was one of the best episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get Fishes.
Hey, you know me, bro. Yeah. You know where I stand.
The thing is, I feel
you
like...
You know where I stand, bro.
I feel like Fishes...
Is Fishes the Christmas episode?
Yeah. I feel that like Fishes...
Maybe that's the best, but that's just...
I feel like, as a whole, Fishes is a better made episode.
And for me, it's the context of the whole show.
Yeah.
It literally tells you why these characters are the way they are, Carmi's mother is, who she's absolutely insane. Jamie Lee Curtis, beautiful performance.
I hate that woman, but fucking hell, she can perform.
Yeah, bro, it's jarring, isn't it?
But fucking hell, she can
perform. She can, like, she's really good at
it. She is an actress. I don't like that woman, but she is.
John Bernthal as Mikey, throwing the fork at Uncle Lee.
Yeah.
Uncle Lee? I think it's Uncle Lee.
Yeah.
But my girl, what's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis' character, what's she called? My
Donna.
Mother. Yeah. Donna. With, like, sugar and with the bread. Basically calling her idiot sandwich.
Yeah. And the reason why she's called sugar, we find out as well.
Because instead of salt, she put sugar
in the gravy.
Yeah. Oh, bro, I love that show. I actually really, really love that show.
Yeah.
I think because I've had this conversation recently. I haven't mentioned the guys that I feel like for me personally, it's been enough time where I can see Succession is in an argument for being one of the best TV shows ever.
Yeah, it's in there.
Like, I will put that in an argument with The Wire.
In a convo, not like it is better.
Wait, is this okay, it's because I think The Wire is one of my favourite shows of all time.
No, The Wire is my favourite show of all time.
Facts. Can't even
I'm not sure.
Yeah, facts.
That was scary.
I would say that. For long episode.
Yeah. Like, the Wire is my favourite show of all time, but I can comfortably say that I feel like Succession deserves to have a beat in a conversation.
Okay, I'm angry at that.
And you're going to say The Bear does as well.
And I can't say it now, but I thought...
Two more seasons, then.
I can wait a little while, but it's going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the excitement that I have for The Bear is the same excitement that I have for Succession. I haven't had this excitement for a TV show in the same way since, like,
four or five
of Game of Thrones.
It's just so many characters that to talk about as well, like Tina, when we see her from the beginning, which you spoke about earlier, to the episode, I think it's 5, when she's singing the karaoke, and you can see she's at ease with herself, and she's... been able to sort of acclimatise to different situations and different people, whereas at the start she's so abrasive and difficult to work with. But it's that family unit of the beef and the bear. Yeah.
It's the knife. That point when she gets the knife from Carmen.
I never asked for it back.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. It's so emotive. I love that show.
Bro, it's just like, it's just a little piece of that. That's what I'm saying. It's written so well that if it does that, the stereotypical things that shows do, I'm not angry at it because it's written so well.
Do you know what it is, right? Because I don't think I would be necessarily mad because I trust them to write it in a good way.
I just don't want it to happen.
It's just that, like, personal preference. I just want them to keep that tension and then kind of, like, go somewhere else. Like, if they do end up falling in love, I know for a fact I'm going to love it. I'm just going to be like, fuck's
sake. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be mad while this is make. I'd rather not happen. And also, I know we talk about quite a few characters, but one character doesn't really get spoken about that much is Abraham.
I was about to talk about him.
And I know that he hasn't been highlighted that much. But again, back to the writing.
Something's going to happen with him in season three.
Yeah, I feel like it is. And it's set up so well. In terms of season two,
where he's being difficult. He doesn't really want to go to the primary school, right?
But we get it, because obviously he comes from, I don't know what country he's from again, but he comes from a different country.
You'd assume he's an immigrant.
He's learned to cook in a certain way.
What's wrong with you?
She's so an immigrant, but so funny. He's very British first.
He's learned to cook a certain way. And there's obviously levels of insecurity and lack of confidence in terms of him trying to learn how to make food in a different way, and then they just compromise in terms of, okay, we're going to open this part of the shop as a drive through and you can work through there. But I feel like there's so much exploration that we can have with this character in the way that he feels about stuff like this, because the same arc that he's going through, Tina could have gone through the exact same thing, mm-hmm. but she went in a different direction, which I love, and I would love to see more of Abraham in the next season in terms of like his thoughts and feelings in being in that situation. And I feel like it's a show that loves his characters and takes care of his characters, so I'm looking forward to it.
One last thing I'll say is like each character pretty much, or the somewhat important characters, all had like difficult situations that they individually had to deal with in season two, like Sydney and her father didn't really believe in her journey wanting to be a chef. You had Sugar, she was dealing with pregnancy and also being the project manager of this chaotic place. Carmi had Claire Bear, he had running the business, he had a situation with his family. I think we had who's the other character, man?
Marcus
and his grandma, and then he ends up going to Copenhagen, and you have that beautiful episode three where he's with Luca.
Will Poulter. Yeah.
Will Poulter.
What a man.
He's back in the next season as well. Back.
Good milk for you, yeah.
No, that
really
it could run. I saw him in real life one time. I was like, that can make a lot of sense.
Okay,
interesting.
Not Tom Hardy level. That's the creme de la creme of milk.
Yeah.
Full fat Craven. No, that's what that is. Tom Hardy.
Yeah, better woman.
No. I'm not saying.
Scary the whole.
Yeah.
Freaky ass nigga. But yeah, I love episode six. Is just, you know why it's my favorite.
Yeah. I completely get it.
It's my favorite, man. The way it's shot.
Do you know, I was really scared that his grandma was gonna die that episode. Now then I was.
Episode three?
Yeah, I was really annoyed. Okay. No. I was like, that's going to be really annoying writing for me if she dies, and she doesn't. Mm. But I was really scared that she was going to die that episode. I was like, oh, please don't make him go away and then dies.
Nice episode.
Do you know what I mean? But I was like, it was actually really nice, and him
quite
being on the boat.
Peaceful.
Yeah, it was like, and then him learning how to make desserts, and Will Porter's character constantly being like, here, do it again. I just, the difference head chefs was just...
From Carmi to... Yeah. But I think just one other thing I'll say is that I think the start of season two kind of just, you're in somewhat of a peaceful place with it, because there's not as much chaos as in season one.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get to episode six, it's just a full throttle, chaotic moment of the entire episode.
Back to what
I've expected from the show. Exactly.
One thing that they do really well, which I really do appreciate, is the way that they can take you to a really chaotic
and then peace.
High paced episode, and then it slow it right down. So they did that with Fishes, and then they went to Forks.
Even in Fishes, you have the moment like with at the beginning of the episode, it's quite peaceful with Mikey, Sugar, Carmi outside the house.
Yeah. Mm.
Then you have the chaos of Donna and the whole family, the facts.
Yeah.
Neil Fack and all them, man. Then you have Richie and his wife.
Yeah.
Then it's chaos again. And then you have Carmi and Mikey talking about their plans for the beef. Then it's chaos again. And it's like, even in that particular episode, let alone episode to episode itself, there are moments where it's like
up and down.
Yeah, it's well done. Great show, man. I really enjoyed that segment. Yeah. Really enjoyed that.
Shout out Ayo, man. Deberry.
Yeah, sure.
Friend of the show.
God willing, man. Inshallah.
We'll move on to one of the shows that I know both Manny and Basola are very excited for.
Supercell!
No.
Queenie.
Supercell.
Yeah. Got you.
Little crossover.
Hezzy.
Hezzy, yeah.
It's a series that I'm actually quite intrigued by. I had initial thoughts on the trailer where I was like, and this will come from a negative place, unfortunately. I was like, I wish there was just like a rom-com. Like, the initial premise of it looks like it was... Nah, being serious, it looks like Tossing Cole's character.
Yeah. Lover boys are the worst, man.
Did I say I'm a lover? Yes.
Yeah, you are. Come on, let's move on.
But when was the... Like, who used to say that?
Wow.
Like, there's no context behind that.
There is, because I know you, bro.
Nigga, we can see
Deep
you.
Down, just because you haven't been in a situation to be a lover boy doesn't mean you're not a lover boy, bro. And that's okay. Let's move on.
We know what you are.
We know what you are. and you know what you are. It's fine.
This became.
You don't think you're lovable.
I think you're the lovable boy.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that, but you don't think you're lovable.
There are levels to this.
Okay, there are levels, but you don't think you're lovable. You are on the platform. I might be.
I'm not a piece of shit, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm like a.
You don't.
I'm yearning for the.
Why do you work in such extremes?
Yeah. Look, I feel like
it's
your
okay to be
question
honest.
Is, yeah, are you lovable?
The answer is yes.
I would disagree.
Well, I think you're wrong, but it's fine.
That's fine, man. Supercell is a British superhero drama about five ordinary people from South London who suddenly develop superpowers. When the five ordinary South Londoners discover they have these powers, it's down to one man to bring them together to save the woman that he loves. Starring Tossin Cole, Nadine Mills, Eric Kofi Aberefa. Defo butchered the name. and that's definitely like a Ghanaian for sure. Okay, a Kofi, of course it is, man. He was in Blue Story and BMF. Oh, shit.
Oh, my guy.
Yeah. Sorry for fucking up your name, bro.
Yeah, Josh is in Borders.
Yeah. Josh Adeku, Calvin Demba, Adiyebo. Hmm. Yeah. Jesus, I know, Defo butchering bare names here.
We know.
Yeah. We won't put this in the clip for sure. And Eddie Marsden, who was Ray Donovan and in Deadpool 2 as Ray. Talk to me about your excitement for the series created by Ratman, who's known for Blue Story and Shiro Story. Why is this something that you're excited to do? You two go back and forth, do what you want to do.
So I guess it's just us on this one.
I mean, it's not that I'm not excited, but obviously you two are more excited.
No, I think the reason I was excited because we were talking about Misfits.
Misfits, yeah.
And I like when shows basically not do the same thing again, but almost modernise it without... You don't have to watch Misfits to watch this. There's nothing to do with anything, but I show that this can exist already. And I like Supercell for that. I also... I just want to see something like a tiny bit different from Ratman. I think he's got it in him to give us something different. And I just wanted to see it. That was my main focus with this. And seeing a lot of the actors that
it's a good cast.
Exactly. Good cast. I keep forgetting her name, but my girl from Some Girls, yeah. I haven't seen her in
it's
ages.
It's not Nadine Mills, is it?
I don't think it is.
It's fine, Karen, I'll look for it.
Yeah, from Some Girls. Like, every now and again, I was like, oh, I want to go back and watch Some Girls. I'm like, Adeola. Yeah, Adeola. She's... I did not pronounce her name properly.
Hey, but, I love that. I'm not the fucking only one.
Adeleo.
You're all fucking up.
That's her name.
She's
Adeleo,
got a really
Adedayo.
Nice name. She's got a real rhyme and rhythm to her name.
Adeleo Adedayo.
Yeah.
Say again?
Adeleo Adedayo. I think I got it.
Adeleo Adedayo, he said it correctly.
Finally.
What do you mean finally?
No, wait, one second. Now you. Exactly.
Oh, God.
So Adeleo, she's obviously she's in Some Girls. And I think she's a really good actress. And I saw her on TikTok one time. Like, they were doing like actors on like this little series about like actors that haven't managed to like cut through completely. And her being like, I saw whack. Work elsewhere or like do full-time work, and people are like, oh, you're that girl from That Thing, yeah. And she's like, it kind of gets annoying sometimes because it's like, you're never going to shame me out of like going to work because I still need to pay bills and live my life. But I was always thought that like, she was a really good actress. I'm just like, babe, I want to see you more, and I think this is a good way to just see her. And I'm really excited to see the cast mainly, and to see if Ratman can live up to the expectations I've given him,
yeah,
which is a bit unfair.
What are your expectations based upon
that he's got ideas. I feel like he's got ideas, yeah. Yeah, honestly, and I think his ability to tell stories, yeah, it's gonna sound so corny, with music is really impressive. I think he... Do you guys remember the Jungle on Amazon Prime? On Prime?
Yeah.
So obviously, as a series, it was casted awfully and it was right. Bullshit, yeah. But...
No, he's not in it.
I like the idea of like hip-hop musicals. And I think that's like a really cool concept if it's done correctly. Ratman, he just seems like he's just got a corny voice. That's what it is. That's why people don't like gravitate towards it. But I do like the idea of musicals in different realms. I think it makes sense. Rap makes complete sense to be like based on a musical or like vice versa. Mm-hmm. So clearly he's got ideas and he's a really creative person. I want to see what he can do outside of like the Gang of Violence world, because he's done it twice and he's done it all right. He's done it quite well, actually. And then he's done loads of like his series on YouTube, and then his wrap up every year. Like he clearly has it in him. Mm. I want to see what else you can do with a bit of an influence from that stuff. But what else can you do here with a bigger production? Greater, like it's a more detailed storyline, and it's away from pew 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 because you have it in you. Do you know what I mean?
But it's good that he had that experience of making those albums.
But I think that's the reason I've given him that lower expectation, because also as a rapper, I always want to put you on a higher pedestal because it's a harder art form.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really do love when I see like rappers from the UK branch out to other things in the creative world. One, just showcase that it's not a limited art for you to be able to tell stories. You can tell in so many different functions, so many different ways.
Bashy and Kano as your examples.
Yeah. Especially Bashy. Like, I know he switched to acting quite, I think he was always an actor.
He was one of the first.
Yeah, I think he was always an actor. And I really do appreciate the fact that he's going back. This is really distracting, bro. What's going on?
He's managed to make the episode about him.
Black?
Yeah.
I'd go the wave run.
Bro, did you come here to show us your trainers, bro? Yeah. Oh, come on, us, bro. Come on, bro. In the middle of an episode.
I'm different. Wave runners. Manny.
Anyways, I'm excited for the cast. Sola mentioned.
Forgot her name. Because,
yeah, I did.
Okay, I forgive you.
That's why you call me Gaz many times.
Yeah, I still don't know who she is. Okay,
shut the fuck up. But yeah, but one person I'm really excited to see is Tosin Cole. I saw him recently perform in theatre in a play called Shifters. And generally, I think that's my favourite play of all time, as it stands.
Oh, wow.
I think it's one of the best written things I've ever consumed in any sort of medium. Oh. Shift is absolutely amazing. I will never stop. It's about a character called Dez, short for Destiny, and Dre, short for Dream. Them two met each other when they were young. They fell for each other, but then as life goes on, they separate, and then they meet again by chance because one of their grandmother passed away, so they're at the funeral, and then they're just like going back through, talking about what they've been through and how they feel about each other. But in terms of like how it was written, the dialogue, it's amazing. It's an amazing show. So when it does come back, I'm sure it will be. Anybody who's listening to it, go and watch Shifters. Literally one of the best things.
Is that the one with Papa in it?
No.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of The Effect.
That's it.
The Effect was good though. But yeah, Tosin Cole, I think he's an amazing actor. I really do. I think really good is one of our best. So that's one of the main reasons why I'm really excited for the show. Tosin Cole, Josh as well, Adelaide. Like, it's just, even the guy from Top Boy is in it. So I'm really excited to see what it has to offer. It's a British show. It's about flipping superpowers. How often do we get that from, apart from Misfits? When was the last time we've seen something like this? So yeah, I'm really excited.
I do have one thing, though. I really, really, really hope that the powers aren't all the same. And I know this is going to seem like such a weird thing, but I watched Power on Prime Video. It's about like different girls across the world that just have all these powers, but their powers all like electricity based, and it really ruins the show for me. I actually couldn't get past episode two. I was like,
yeah, there's a characterization. Like, your powers are your character, your identity.
This is it,
right?
And I think this is why I liked Misfits so much, because it felt like it was so related to them
related
as people.
To who they were as people.
So
sure.
I really like. It's my only hope. Is that it's just different powers. And didn't they need to give us an actual date? Because it just says June. It's coming out in June. Have you guys watched it?
No early screeners for us. But yeah, definitely a show that I'm interested. No, it wasn't Shade.
That sounded a little bit like Shade.
To be fair, they haven't got a release date yet, so they wouldn't have done a screener yet.
Yeah. No Shade. Tosin Cole was also in, interestingly, he was in what show, film was it? Bob Marley One Love.
I was going to say that because he was on the red carpet for it, and I was like, why are you on the red carpet? I was like, because you're in it.
Someone told me that recently. He's like, I don't remember seeing anything in it. He had quite a few minutes in there. Yeah.
He was one of the guys that was rolling with Michael Ward's character, I feel as though. He's rolling with Bob Marley.
I think he was part of the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to call them the Warblers.
The what?
You guys watch Glee?
It's the Wailers, bro.
You guys watch Glee?
I haven't watched it in years, but
I promise you, if you put this part up, you understand how funny that was. It's a mistake. Okay,
there's somebody out there laughing.
There is.
The fans will love it.
Even though you listen back to it.
Next up, back to British, staying with British, Queenie.
I am so excited for Queenie.
Okay.
And we tell you for so many reasons, yeah.
Let's go.
We need not a British Insecure, but we need a show based on people in their late 20s. Okay. With black women in it. Like, I think, and the UK just don't give us that often. Yeah, I feel like it's probably happened before once or twice, but I'm excited for this. Also got Bella in it, and I think Bella's fantastic as a human, but I also think that like, she's got a lot of personality, and I'm interested to see how that develops on screen.
Is that your dog?
Bella. Mm. Like, yeah, that's like, super cool. Mm. Lovely, lovely babe.
People's
in
that, huh?
Yeah, okay. Lovely, lovely
industry
baby.
In that. Uh-huh.
You're such a loser. Have you guys watched Queenie?
It hasn't come out yet.
Okay. It was no. It's a thing. They did a screen the other day.
Okay.
I've only seen.
I was with people yesterday that watched it. They said they watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And they really like it.
Yeah. I missed it like an absolute idiot. But I thought you guys.
Oh, you were invited and you didn't go.
I was actually working, if anyone wants to know. I had a booking elsewhere, so I had to go DJ. Anyways, like, what to what I was saying.
Hard
yeah.
working girl.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a much nicer way to say it, because this might have to be an answer. I can see it. I can see it brewing.
One of us was.
Yeah, I was just, I'm really excited for that kind of concept. And I like shows that are based in your late 20s. I think it's, sometimes it's nice to see difference. I don't always want to see like, teen dramas or like you thriving at the age of 21. It's just not realistic. It feels a bit more realistic. Mm. Also, it's like they live in council estates. And that feels more reminiscent of the time now. Like it just, basically it feels more like, oh, that's my bestie, as opposed to, God, another show that's just so unattainable. Like it, yeah, I feel like we're currently in like a renaissance of shows being a bit more realistic, even down to The Boys. Yeah, it's like, yeah, they've all got superpowers, but based in modern times and based in how, like, basically how the world would be right now, as opposed to like elsewhere where it's like, that's so unrealistic. Should I get? So yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I would say that every person that I know that's read the book.
Oh my gosh, it's a book.
Yeah, you know.
I don't be reading.
Oh, fair enough. I can tell.
You set yourself up. You set yourself up.
It's a book. Man. It came out a few years ago, and pretty much every person that I've spoken to doesn't like the book. Like, they're not a fan of the book, like, at all. So,
why don't they like the book?
Yeah.
If I say it's kind of a spoiler.
Okay, that was happening.
Okay, so I want to say it. When you watch it, I'm sure you'll clock on right away. But I'm still excited for it. Obviously, so you can make changes from the book to TV show. And sometimes people's performances makes a huge difference.
For sure.
Sometimes some books are better in TV and film rather than actually in literature. So I am excited for it. I am really looking forward to see Bella starring this.
Why so? Okay.
God,
I had to stop it because that wasn't why I said it. But what do you ask why so?
It was that it was genuine why so?
No,
it wasn't that genuine. You need to stop doing this, yeah? Where you ask very leading questions and then go, guys, it was so genuine. You look to us like, yeah, guys, it was so genuine. No, it fucking wasn't.
I don't like the way you think about me, man.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's upsetting.
Black British woman.
That's the bullshit I'm talking about. Oh my God.
Look at him looking like a lost puppy. Even like cousin.
Cousin.
But yeah, Bella, I don't know, British black women. I'm excited to see her thrive.
I'm trying to back you, but that was crazy.
Kind of PR move.
Do you know what I mean?
That?
I was trying to back you, but you went, yeah, a black woman, a British black woman. Like,
yeah, British black woman.
Because like, I'm saying it.
Yeah. Like,
I stand by that.
No, you sound like cock in hand when you said that.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. British black woman, I'm looking forward to see her thrive. I am. I'm excited. I like her music. I've never seen her act before, but I am actually excited to see what she were to do on TV. As I mentioned earlier, I said rappers, but I like when I see our musicians like venture out to other stuff as well.
Do you think that rumor, like when people go, oh, we need to stop putting TikTokers everywhere or musicians everywhere, like why book actors to act? Do you still believe that?
If they can do it, they can do it. And the reason why is like when it comes to, I feel like music is such a hard craft. And I feel like it's a lot of hard work put into it. So I would like to think somebody that puts a lot of hard work into music would also translate that into a film.
Mm-hmm.
Or TV or any other profession. So when I think about music, one thing that's really underrated about music, these people are performers.
Yeah.
Like they spend their life, they make money by performing, not just making songs. They spend their life by performing. Even when they're making songs, they're performing. Mm. So I would like to think that can translate.
Uh-huh.
So I am excited to see musicians venture into acting or any sort of creative role behind the camera or whatever. So I am genuinely excited to see what Bella is able to do as Queenie. But yeah, like, and I know it might sound corny, but a show with I don't know if there's that many black men in the show. No, there is, but it's not as many as you will think.
Right.
I feel like I'm spoiling it.
But you're good, man.
But I am excited. I am excited for the show. I am excited for the full show.
Jason, do you have any idea what the show's about?
He's not watching it.
No, I am. I don't know
Jason. You and Jason collected bad times in some random shows. Why are you saying this?
I don't know.
She's a hater.
Am I?
She's a hater. You're a bit of a hater. That's okay. It's okay. But no, I've seen the trailers. Like, I didn't even know it was a book adaptation and whatnot. So, but it does look like, as Basola was saying, kind of like not necessarily an Insecure, which is a series that we should be talking a lot more, but that's neither here nor there.
Sorry, watching it for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
And do you know, I've been like enjoying you watching it.
Bro, do you know how I'm saying, do you know how good it is?
I love that for you.
I fucking love that.
It's
show.
A great
He's
show.
Been doing like little like updates every now and again. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, wait till you get to that part.
I already got into it. I haven't watched it since. I got to episode 8, season 4. And that's one of the best episodes I've watched. But I had to take a break. I was like, this is a lot.
It's a lot.
This is a lot. That is one of the best episodes on TV I've watched. The directing, the cinematography.
I don't know, wait, who's in that episode before I say what I'm
saying? It's the episode with Issa and Lawrence when they go on a date together. And the reconciliation, the writing.
And like, there's a scene, yeah, where they stood, yeah, face to face.
Yeah, with the red and the blue. And if that's Max said before that, there was a scene with them. The ending
Somebody
of season.
A essay about that video.
Yeah.
When I finish Insecure, I'm going to watch all of it. At the end of season 2, the last episode, where them two are in the old apartment, when they're in the kitchen, that is one of the greatest shot scenes in TV that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's shot so really well. And then I clocked that every single scene that, not every single scene, but for the most part, scenes that Issa and Lawrence are together, it's shot so well. And it's always this juxtaposition of them two, like, facing each other. Mm. And there's always, oh, bro, like, the cinematography, when they have them two in the scene, I love it. And I even says that, and someone needs to buy me a book of just shots of frames of just them two in a scene together.
I hear it.
Like, bro, like, Insecure is one of the best. Insecure is one of the best TV shows I've watched.
Of all time.
Of all time.
I'm putting that in my list.
It's like, and I haven't got to season 5 yet.
And let me know when you get there.
I'll get there.
It's okay. What were we saying about Queenie?
So I didn't even know what
No. But like, so in regards to Queenie, not that I'm expecting Insecure levels of it, but like the idea of having something. I know I'm not exactly British, but I've been here long enough that I can consider myself one.
No one would have questioned you on that one, you know?
Bro, I'm sure you've been here longer than I have. When did you come to this country?
2004.
You guys in the Battle of the Immigrants.
You sound very racist right there.
Like, we are.
Before Tory.
We're doing a fresh Olympics.
Before
right
Tory. Well, it's because you're light skin.
Doesn't claim the black side.
You're white.
All right, let's wrap up.
This Queenie. Episode is sponsored by Hennessy, by the way, guys.
Hennessy been ruining black people's lives. Have you seen that video where people are doing Hennessy?
I take it back,
bars?
Not me. I do respect and appreciate the team at Moe. As you were saying.
Well, when the cameras got finished, we will ask you real questions.
You not seen the Hennessy football video?
God, I think it's the worst thing on the planet, man. Because why would you be doing pedicures with Hennessy? Hennessy, yeah. Hennessy, salmon, yeah. They see black people, they want to run away.
Yeah. You got Capuçon Hennessy, have you seen it?
I've seen it.
I saw it today.
I said,
Capuçon Hennessy.
Yeah. Oh, bro, niggas are niggas.
Is that a concept drink?
Concept drink, it's not real.
And we're just like, oh, eyes.
There's somebody out there in Atlanta that's made it.
Yes!
And they've got like the press package and everything.
Yeah, 100%. Before the episode runs 3 hours.
No. I'm just looking forward to it. Like, I've seen kind of like the adverts for it and whatnot. I didn't know much about it, but it looks good. Sponsored by Hennessy.
I remember the last time I podded you when you got a bit waved. That was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was like our wrap-up episode of the season.
That was the wrap-up of the year. But you're allowed to do that. Yeah. You're allowed to have a bad time. Or a good time.
Oh, a good time, bro.
Are we going to record on the 23rd of June?
Is that your birthday?
My birthday's on the 21st.
Are you drinking then?
I tend to be drunk from the 20th.
So you want, the 24th. You want us to record the 24th?
If we do.
Are you going to arrive on time?
No.
She's already put the disclaimer out there.
You better push this booking back.
Well, what are you doing for your birthday?
Okay, so I'm in two minds. I might go Paris because it's Paris Fashion Week. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's Musique Lafette, so maybe 21st of June.
Oh, I'll be in Paris.
Are we actually?
I'll be in Paris on the 21st till Sunday, so the 23rd.
Should we fly back together?
Maybe.
Gay.
A big prayer.
Yeah.
You're looking to talk about
baddies. Can we? Okay. So, but right now.
No, I'm saying you when you fly back.
Okay, I'll talk about baddies. Right, so,
I need to watch it.
Can you please? I'm going to give you my Zeus login.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's.
That's the only reason why I haven't, because it's like Zeus and I can't be asked to look for the stream for it.
I've got my Zeus. I can basically.
I love drama.
Do it. Honestly, Baddies Caribbean right now, yeah? Okay, just a little quick recap here. So we're 4 episodes deep of the new season 5, Baddies Caribbean. It's the most interesting Baddies has been for quite some time because they've actually taken the girls from the auditions, and they never usually do that. Okay. So they got the girls from the auditions, and they've got their reserves, and they've got injured reserves. Everyone's on their phone.
Injured
reserves.
Can everyone?
I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Okay, yeah. They've got injured reserves.
I've got a question in a second.
Yeah, and some of the baddies are injured. So, my girl Anna Marie from last season, she like cracked her face. Rowley's just had like 5 BBLs, so she actually can't be in it because essentially they're going to end up fighting, but they can't fight if they're injured. Yeah,
there's one of the girls who had like this massive bite mark.
Yeah, Jayla.
Jayla.
So Jayla got into a fight with another girl. I keep forgetting her name, but she's Puerto Rican. Yeah, but she kept saying the N word. Yeah, but she's not black Puerto Rican. She's a white, that white lady. Winter.
Busy the one who's crying about her veneers.
Oh my goodness.
Bro, I'm tapped in.
We're going to discuss this properly, by the way. Okay, yeah, cool, I'm giving my login.
Say less.
So she bit Jayla when Jayla was fighting her because she walked into the house and Meatball got up and Meatball scrapped her straight away, yeah? And she's like, yeah, nigga. And everyone was like, whoa, did a white lady just say the N-word? And then she was like, oh, I fuck all that shit. I don't give a fuck, yeah? And then someone was like, no. And then Scotty, who's half Dominican, was like, listen, I'm Dominican, but even then, like, within reason, like, be cautious the way you're stepping. Yeah. And all the other girls are like, and she was like, well, where I'm from, people don't get offended. She's like, and Jayla's like, I don't care if you're around other black people that don't care. We care. You're in the house full of black women. Don't say the word. And then she apologised. And after she was like, nah, fuck all you niggas, yeah? Boop, 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 yeah? Jayla wrapped her. And then she just like, it was scrap after scrap after scrap. And then she tried to apologise again. And then Scotty was like, don't apologise now. Just stop doing it because you're going to fight every single day. And Jayla's like, I'm going to beat her up every single day. Jayla beat her up. Meatball beat her up. Everyone's just jumping. And they're like, we can't jump in. You can't jump. Because the whole thing is like, you can't jump. You do one-on-ones. Okay, yeah. You do layups, one-on-ones. You scrap, and then you move on. But she just keeps getting beaten up. Then they went to the beach the other day. And it was just like the new girls versus the OGs. And then Natalie Nunn, who's the EP, yeah, except yeah, producer. She was like, well, some of you guys are going to get replaced. So everyone was just scrapping everyone. Now, Callie, who is Blueface's little sister, she came into the house like ready to like scrap Natalie Nunn, which is so weird to me. Yeah, and she like she spat. And that's the thing is that baddies have, they've got a code. There's a class code that you can't be spitting on babes. That's crazy. Like, you either use your fist or you don't use anything at all. Like, even when you're throwing things, like it gets too dangerous. Like, you basically give a babe black eye, but you can't stab her. That's just like, that's a bit too far. Like, come on, have some class. She was spitting, they were throwing glass, and like, yeah, and then they were on a beach the other day. Then the ending of last episode, Tommy Lee came in on a horse to the beach, and Tommy is back on that Tommy shit. And the Claremont twins have officially left as well, and so is Sukiana. But
I didn't even know that they were ever a part of
them. Yeah, the Claremont
I've heard
twins
that they used to be part of
Bad Girls Club. Yeah, they were Bad Girls Club. Okay. But they just came in for this season. But it was their birthday, and they were so upset because they did nothing for their birthday. There was no birthday cake, no nothing. And they were like, "This is just bullshit." We flew out to I think Barbados for what? Nothing. And they're like, yeah, we're going back to LA, wherever they're, or Calabasas. And we're like, yeah, fuck this. And on their way out, Tommy was like, oh, do we all have a problem? And they're like, no, it's not like that. And then Tommy was like, I wasn't actually laughing at you guys on live. They apologized, squashed it. And then tonight, we're about to see Tommy and Natalie square up for the first time in like a year.
Okay.
Did it John put you onto this?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've always been.
So you voluntarily just like, yeah.
Nah, it's just like, because...
Can you take glasses off?
They
yeah, because I didn't know if you were talking to me.
Oh, Jason. Oh, I mean, Ajahn might have put you on, but did Ajahn put you on?
Nah. Well, maybe.
But it's just been the sector that
but
you like.
But yeah, I've always been interested in like all these kind
so
of...
So you was
like
a Love and Hip Hop boy? Huh? You used to watch Love and Hip Hop?
Used to watch Love and Hip Hop. There used to be a show called ages ago from G's to Gents by... What's his name? He used to be in a lot of... P. Diddy videos, which
The Butler.
The Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Like, he had a show called
Alfonso?
Gents. Yeah, him. And then that's the first time where Riff Raff was on TV.
Okay.
And it was kind of like similar to Bad Girls Club, where it's just like well, I don't know what the concept of Bad Girls Club is properly, but the idea was like taking like hood niggas and turning them into gentlemen, but they would just scrap every day. And I was just like, I'm locked in.
So the new version of that is Bad Boys. Natalie Nunn also has Bad Boys, and it's got Orlando Brown.
All right,
Orlando
all
Brown, right. And it's also got
also on Zeus.
Yeah, also on Zeus, and it's got Kirk Franklin's son as well.
Kirk Franklin's son,
guys. I'm telling you, this is some of the best TV. I'm putting it in the group chat. Yeah, by the way, I'm gonna put my login in the group chat. Everyone, watch it, please.
I mean, only Jason's going to.
No, just create a new profile so you're not fucking up my one. But like,
don't worry,
please, everyone, just watch it, please.
All right. I'm tapping in.
Yeah, this guy's some great TV. And then you've got Justin's Cabaret as well. And then you've got Bad vs. Wild, which is Nick Cannon produced, which is... I'm trying to do like a wilding out for like literally thoughts. Like, it's not even good TV. It's actually just shit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to dab in Love and Hip Hop, to be fair. Tahiri and Joe and that.
Yeah, Abay put you on for that one.
Huh?
Abay put you on for that.
Oh, Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sure thing, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter, man. Joe, Tahiri, all of them, man. Caitlin. Anyway,
yeah, we veered off track.
Yeah, is there anything you guys wanted to talk about that you've watched recently before we wrap up the episode, Rudolph?
I officially finished Always Sunny Philadelphia.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
I really enjoyed the first few seasons. I'm going to be so honest. I don't enjoy watching white men say the N-word.
They say the N-word in...
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched it then.
Yeah, they do.
Bez.
No, it's like, it's two occasions and it's just like, ugh. Then I'd be listening to the Without Always Sunny pod, yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, you guys, you sound like you say that word at home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then that's part of why it is a bit funny, is that it's just, it shouldn't be on TV.
Yeah.
Because the first episode of Always Sunny is called Gang Gets Racist. Yeah. And they were talking about like the making of the episode, and FX told them, like, they'd obviously shot in a different order. I think they shot one episode where Charlie gets cancer. That's one of the episodes. Name, yeah, and FX were like to them, I think Gang Gets Racist is more relatable, and I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen over the next 16 seasons.
How many?
16
seasons.
Yeah.
Then I haven't.
They're like 22 minutes long, 8 episodes per season.
Oh,
I promise you. Is
when did when did this come out?
2005. That's the reason. Yeah. The first episode, it's you hear an ending for the first time.
Though.
Yeah, I know they're shooting season 17.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they are. I do think it's like,
actually, yeah.
It's getting a bit, it just gets not watered down. It's just how much can you actually do over like 16 seasons? It gets a bit like boring. Also,
tell Shonda that.
They don't grow. But Shonda can write.
She can write. She's a runner girl.
They can write, they're okay, but they can't write as well as she can. Quite frankly.
She's superb.
Like, she's great at what she does.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, it's just a bit. It's a bit too, for real. Fuck that man. Stop distracting me.
I can't wait to watch Scandal so I can feel the hatred that you have for this man.
Oh my gosh, she's a bum bitch.
I don't hate.
Captain Jacob Ballard, yeah.
That's my guy.
Firstly, a sexy man.
Just to let you know.
Also,
you don't have forever. But
oh my gosh, yeah.
We do. It's just the 5K thing, don't matter.
Yeah, he's a sexy
unless
man.
You need to cut off.
And he's a real nigga.
Yeah. Shout out my guy Jake.
Yeah. Shout out to Captain Jacob Ballard. I don't know what I was saying before, but yeah.
Manny, get into Scandal, man.
I will do.
Yeah.
Scandal's good. It's a good series. I did a live recently on TikTok about Scandal.
I saw your friend the other day, the one that was cussing me out on live.
Follow.
Yeah, bum bitch.
Some at recess.
Camera. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was working.
Nice guy. Oh yeah, he's like,
doing the. Who was of him?
Doing the Wingstop Benzo stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it's the role.
Why didn't you come?
Can't bother, man.
You guys are. Recess time was so good, guys.
I'm not surprised.
I might go next year.
Guys,
I'll go next year. Even people that was with yesterday saying that, yeah, it was better than last year.
I had like, at one point I was like, oh my gosh,
how many people did you lips?
I'm so happy. I didn't lips anyone. I was like, I'm so happy. That was
set
crazy.
Her up so hard for that crazy. One.
Yeah, it was just.
Was you one of those train last train?
Oh my gosh, I almost died.
You was one of them.
You guys think it's a joke? I had to go back to thingy Dreamland, and I was like to the gang, it's me and my friend. Is there any more space in the staff coach? They're like, of course, but so let's get a staff coach. But I was crying. I had a panic attack for the first time ever. It's not funny. Wow. It's not funny. But
if I go next year, I'm definitely booking a place. If I'm not going by car, I'm booking it.
Yeah, no, it's a driving thing next year, bro.
Anything else you guys been watching?
No, I've already mentioned Insecure. That's all I've been watching.
No, I've watched something else recently. I've been watching a lot of TV, guys. Shock horror. Yeah. Always Sunny. I finished. I'm restarting Suits, and. Fucking hell, I hate these characters so much.
All of them?
I hate Mike Ross. Oh my God, he's not a good person. He's actually a piece of shit. And how dare you tell Rachel, like, no, I don't want you to go to Stanford. Like, you bum. How dare you decide? You didn't even go to law school. Like, who do you think you are? I'd be like, yeah, do you love me or do you not love me? How demanding can you actually be? He's a piece of shit. Harvey is also, he reminds me of Billy from The Boys. Why don't you just call and ask people shit? Why must you just assume the worst and then fuck things up? Yeah? Just...
It's because he's so brilliant. They have to find some flaws in him, I think. But because he's a very talented lawyer.
Him and Scotty's relationship is really annoying to me. Because...
Scotty, is that the...
The first girl that works for Darby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you guys could be together, but no one wants to put their pride aside. But it's mainly Harvey. And assuming the worst from her constantly is annoying. Hate him. But I hate Mycross more. Mycross is a bum bitch.
But we all love Jessica.
Yeah.
We all love
good caramel there, man. Mm. Yeah. Good mummy. Big mummy for real. That's big mummy, man.
And on that note.
Yeah, we can wrap up there. I've been doing like a...
Oh, sorry, what have you been watching?
This has been going through the X-Men films, which has been quite cool.
Okay.
Yeah, different perspective on them. I'm right now I'm on the Wolverine when he's in Japan.
Oh, X-Men...
Origins?
Origins is the one before
the whack one, yeah.
Yeah, the whack one.
Whack is harsh.
Yeah, whack is harsh.
Yeah,
I think it's just what they did to Deadpool.
Oh.
That was kind of like the awful.
No, Hugh Jackman's is fucking really, really good, man.
Yeah, it's Hugh Jackman or...
Robert Downey.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's a bit biased, man.
What's going to say, Hugh Jackman?
Just as actors?
No,
as a representation of the characters.
It's got to be Hugh Jackman, man.
I'm going to go Hugh.
Yeah, so why is yours biased then? Mm-hmm.
Because Wolverine's like one of my favourite ever characters. So.
Are you going with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
See,
I get it.
I messaged a guy and said, I don't know how to answer this question. I actually don't know which one I'm going with.
Because I can't separate the two. But I can't separate Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man. I literally can't. Whereas Hugh Jackman, I can separate him a tiny bit.
But is that because you see Hugh Jackman in a lot more other things?
That could be it, you know.
Because
I think that actually.
And Robert Downey is acting, but he's also being himself.
Even that down to things like him eating on set constantly.
He's actually legit being himself Iron Man, so.
I don't know.
Because when I think of Hugh Jackman, I think of a lot of different roles.
Yeah, I don't think Wolverine straight away. It doesn't come to mind.
Really?
No, it's not the first thing that comes to mind.
No, it's definitely.
Do you know what?
I think I've got
the opposite. So, whereas, well, maybe if you see more Robert Downey Jr., I've seen Hugh Jackman more as Wolverine than I have in
other films.
That's what
it's the opposite for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do like a big breakdown into the whole X-Men, Deadpool, Wolverine
at some point.
You probably don't like comic book stuff, do you?
I do. I'm actually such a liar.
Yeah,
like,
she's just doing it for the cameras,
yeah,
man.
Really, yeah.
she's a film bro.
Yeah, she hates to admit, but she's a film bro.
Listen, I know what I am.
Deadpool's going to be one of the big blockbusters of the summer, so we'll definitely dive into that.
On the 23rd of June?
Yes, sir. The post credits. Oh, we might have something coming up for that as well, right? On the 26th, might potentially. Remember the discussions? Anyway, that's fine. We had a meeting on like Tuesday, and we discussed.
Something to do with 26th of June?
Yeah.
Oh, more news on it potentially.
I have no clue. What
that's over to
that's
going to say you remember, but
that's to the guy with
July,
no?
What did we say? June? July.
It's July, yeah.
Yeah, July.
Oh, because you said June, and I misinterpreted. Fair enough. The Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14 HQ original. Welcome back to Basola. Great to have you here with us.
Welcome back.
Legit.
Thank you.
Yeah, legit.
Favorite guest.
See, you can't say legit and then let
him. Do you know what?
Yeah, this is actually a pivotal moment because I used to get that title and I'm glad you have that now.
No, you're the part-timer.
I'm the part-timer now, but you're the favourite guest.
Do you know, yeah, God forbid you go to work on a Saturday night.
Are you that yesterday? Yeah?
I actually wasn't. Last night I just couldn't sleep.
But you still an hour late.
Yeah. The thing I waited 20 minutes for the Piccadilly line and I was sat there like, I don't like these niggas enough. I literally don't like them enough to be here in West London ungodly hours. What was I thinking about? Life is just stressing me out. Life has been stressing me out.
Okay, man.
I haven't been sleeping well, but yeah.
So I'll tell you that. I need to watch The Hitman, by the way. The Glenn Powell film. It's supposed to be really good.
I had it booked and I can't really remember why I didn't go. No, I know I didn't go. I should have gone. It was last week.
Supposed to be really good, man. I'm going to try to see it before it comes onto Netflix because I'd rather watch it in the cinema.
Guys, I haven't gone to see a movie in like 3 weeks.
I saw two films in a cinema in May. That is disgusting.
Yeah, I haven't gone to cinema in ages. I'm going to actually see what's up this week. Do you know what I love about having like
Furious, have you?
No, I didn't.
I watched 20 minutes of Mad Max.
For it?
No, but I saw it.
Which one? Mel Gibbs or
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
I was like, I don't like this film.
No,
I don't like this film, and I stopped. And I was, and the reason I was watching it because, I had a booking for Furiosa, like 4 hours ahead. But let me watch Mad Max first. I watched 20 minutes. Like, bro, I don't like this film, so I didn't go watch the film.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's gonna be 20 years.
But I do think you have to like care about the world to watch Furiosa.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So I've only watched the...
They are different films.
Yeah, I've only watched the Tom Hardy one.
Mm. Oh, I watched Mother's Instincts recently. What a fucking film.
What a film that
fucking
is, isn't
unbelievable.
It? I'm glad you watched it.
So fucking good. Yeah, I watched it.
And have Jessica Chastain. Yeah, it's a great film.
Fucking so good, bro.
A great film, man.
I'm going to do something about it.
You should, man.
About it at some point. It's a really good film.
Okay.
Look at Bissola booking cinema right now.
Yeah, guys, it's
she's
20 years.
Seats because she's gone on a date.
No, it's anyway, 20 years since I'm Harry Potter.
Hmm?
It's 20 years.
Are they doing screenings, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick. Oh,
so I'm going to go watch it tomorrow.
What's your favourite Harry Potter film?
I don't have one because I only watched it for the first time. Was it last year or the year before?
You could still have a favourite.
No, no, but I didn't really take it in properly. I was just watching it like, do you know what I mean? I didn't like the one where he was, when they rearranged his name and it was like Lord Voldemort. I hate that one.
Goblet of Fire?
That's why I didn't like
really?
It.
Really?
I just didn't care for it. Also, it was a bit too scary.
You know what? A lot of people don't like Goblet of Fire.
It's crazy.
I think Prisoner of Azkaban is my favourite episode.
Goblet of Fire and Half-Blood Prince.
I think it's Prisoner of Azkaban and Half-Blood Prince my favourite.
I've had Half-Blood Prince spoiled. Half-Blood Prince is... You've seen all of them, yes, sort of, right?
Yeah, I just don't remember them properly, but I'm going to go and enjoy it tomorrow.
Half-Blood Prince is the one where...
Septa Semper.
Yeah. I had that spoiled and I didn't watch it for like 2-3 years.
I fucking finished. I was worried. That's funny. That's horrible.
Because we're in school at the time, innit? And then, like, if you didn't watch it the day off, that coming Monday, people were like, oh... Double do that.
Sure, why not?
Fuck yourself.
We'll wrap up the episode.
You hear this? Go Sorry. Fuck yourself.
We will now wrap up the episode. A 14HQ original, lovers of film and TV, Bissola, Manny,
I
Jason.
Loved this episode. I really did.
It's, every time Hossam's not here, you seem
I'm
to have a
question.
Wow.
I've said it before.
He hasn't hidden it.
He's not lying. You prefer pointing without us. Because Hoss will just do something ridiculous halfway through. Like, having a
like I'm in halfway through, just fast. Pick what fucking trainers to wear. What the fuck?
I'm gonna go watch Bad Boys this week.
He's a fan.
Yeah, I'm watching on the. I'm watching it before I fly out. Did it before I fly out.
Yeah, I want to watch Bad Boys.
Please get a cinema card so some of us can go cinema.
There's no close cinemas to me. Okay, I need to be comfortable. Obviously, like I'd be in there like rice and stew.
What did you just say?
Rice and stew.
I'd be in there.
Over now.
Hi, I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to The Post Credit Scene.